So blended and intertwisted in this life are occasions of laughter and of tears that I cannot yet recall without smiling an incident which occurred at that time, and which had nearly put a stop to the immediate execution of my plan. I had a trunk of immense weight, for besides my clothes, it contained nearly all my library. The difficulty was to get this removed to a carrier's. My room was at an aerial elevation in the house, and, what was worse, the staircase which communicated with this angle of the building was accessible only by a gallery which passed the headmaster's chamber door. I was a favourite with all the servants, and knowing that any of them would screen me and act confidentially, I communicated my embarrassment to a groom of the headmaster's. The groom swore he would do anything I wished, and when the time arrived went upstairs to bring the trunk down. This, I feared, was beyond the strength of any one man. However, the groom was a man of Atlantean shoulders, fit to bear the weight of mightiest monarchies, and had a back as spacious as Salisbury Plain. Accordingly, he persisted in bringing down the trunk alone, whilst I stood waiting at the foot of the last flight, in anxiety for the event. For some time I heard him descending with slow and firm steps, but unfortunately, from his trepidation, as he drew near the dangerous quarter, within a few steps of the gallery, his foot slipped, and the mighty burden falling from his shoulders gained such increase of impetus at each step of the descent that on reaching the bottom it trundled, or rather leaped, right across, with the noise of 20 devils, against the very bedroom door of the Archididasculus. My first thought was that all was lost, and that my only chance for executing a retreat was to sacrifice my baggage. However, on reflection, I determined to abide the issue. The groom was in the utmost alarm, both on his own account and on mine, but in spite of this, so irresistibly had the sense of the ludicrous in this unhappy contretemps taken possession of his fancy, that he sang out a long, loud, and canorous peal of laughter that might have wakened the seven sleepers. At the sound of this resonant